Better just make a start. So we just bow our heads at this time and welcome our Lord here once again. Lovely Lord Jesus, Lord, Lord, we just come before you again, Lord, and how we love you, Lord, and we just want to tell you, Lord, that we do, Lord Jesus, Lord, how kind, Lord, how gracious you are to us, Lord, that by your grace, Lord, you would call us, Lord, and cause us to see, Lord Jesus, Lord, what you've done for us, Lord, and how you, Lord, will our hearts unto yourself, Lord, and by your grace, Lord Jesus, that you would see us all the way, Lord, and just say thank you, Lord, and welcome you here this afternoon, Lord, as we come before you once again, giving you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, and commit us into your hands at this time, in Jesus' name, amen. Shall we sing number 234, Are You Washed?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing part? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb, are you coming? What is my name? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's God? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you raise me from it in the crucified? Are you cold in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you coming from beside my grave?
Sing number 228, He is Able.
Mm-hmm.
God said, set my people free and let them go. God said, set my people free and let them go. God said, set my people free and let them go. Into the promised land.
Sing that song, and that he's able. It's not just that he'll carry you through, but there's always something else on your mind that he's able to do. There's things that we can't do as ourselves, whether it's change someone else's mind or attitude, he's able to do that. So we just praise him, and those are the things that come to mind when I sing that song. Let's sing Every Day with Jesus.
Every day with Jesus, it's sweeter than the day before. Every passing moment I love him more and more. Jesus saved and keeps me, and he's the one waiting for. Every day with Jesus, it's sweeter than the day before. Follow, I will follow thee, my Lord. Follow every path we take.
Sing 184. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, and then we'll have testimonies. This afternoon.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make known Thy faithfulness, Thy faithfulness. With my mouth shall I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Any testimonies at this time? Thanks, Brother Paul.
Yes, in light of what's been spoken this morning, on Thursday night I went to bed and I have quite a bit of trouble at the moment sleeping, and it took a while to get off to sleep, and next thing I knew I became aware that I was awake and the rain was pouring down, but it was coming with gusts of wind and harder and that, and I just sense to me, the only thought that was in my mind was the outpouring of this Holy Spirit. This went on for a few minutes, or just wave after wave after wave, and then it started shaking. That's when the earthquake came, and I wasn't aware of it at the time, but my heart didn't change. The peace of the Lord continued to reign, and I was just so joyous. And afterwards, I looked at my clock on the phone, and it was 7 minutes to 1, and as I lay there trying to get back to sleep again, which took some time, the Lord sort of revealed to me that He pours out every need we ever have is poured out in abundance, way in advance of a need ever being realized. That, and after this morning about healing and the songs we sing, that provision is so there for us. It's just a matter of us in faith grabbing hold of whatever that provision we need. And what's that? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I so felt it was just so beautiful, so peaceful. And under normal circumstances, with not as being close to the Lord as I am now, I know my heart would have changed its beat. And it didn't, and I had a lot to be joyous about.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just praise the Lord. I praise Him for His testimony. I was dreaming these dreams. Everywhere I went, there was water everywhere. So when I was praying, Lord, what's making me leak, Lord? So I prayed, Lord, in Jesus' name, stop this leaking. So after I went over the next day, I went to Tom's, and I shared it with him, and he just laughed at me. He said, that's the Lord in your life. And but then what's been happening, on Sunday yesterday, I went over to this house, and the young people there, but I prayed for this little child. And her name was McKenzie McNeil, I think. And then Then the Holy Spirit just went into her, it wasn't just to her, it was to everybody. So the Lord is watering everybody. So I think about getting them ready too. But hey, that's our beautiful Lord. He is watering everyone. Prepare the way of the Lord. But He uses us different, each one of us. To His glory, and not about boasting or anything, but it's beautiful, it's all Him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See any others? A few more now. One from Diane, one from Brother Lee as well. Thank you, Brother Paul.
Just a follow on really from what we heard this morning, but over the last week or 10 days, I feel absolutely alienated from this world. Around me, I see the devil going mad. People are just mad. Brother Branham said that the only sanity would be in the bride. And at the time when he said it, it didn't look quite that way. But now everyone's mad. And I don't feel better than them. I feel sorry for them. But it's just the devil in them just using them to be mad. And it's just amazing to feel so sober amongst such madness. It's just, thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening our eyes and giving us that Holy Spirit. And I pray that there'll be a lot more yet. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You'll certainly keep us. One from Brother Lee as well. Thanks, Brother Paul.
Yeah, currently I've just been praying for people on the perimeters of Christian things where they could step in and be blessed. And instead of being in the ring and then looking out. But I was just blessed, it's not only me that's trying to do my bit, the Lord does it for you. I was the other day working at the front of my home in my old duds and everything, cleaning something up and putting tiles and things down, and a big truck pulls up beside me, blocking the roadway. And he come out, and it was a man, I won't mention his name, and he said, "How's it going?" I said, "Everything's going. How's it with you?" "Good. Is your church opening after the COVID?" And I said, "Yes, it is." I told him, I said, he's been in here once that I know of, and he said, because he recognised me, we were doing song leading and that. I don't remember seeing him in there, but... And he said, "Well, okay." And I said, "We've kept your seat warm too, ready for you to take over again." He says, "Right. Well, thank you." And I just thought I'd stop and say g'day. And that took about 5 to 8 minutes. And I thought, well, thank you, Lord. He's just bringing people up forward right to me after me praying to be able to be a testimony. And so I was pleased about that. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Is there any others? One from Sister Mill as well. Thank you, Brother Paul.
I truly like to thank the Lord for the word that came forth this morning, because a lot of things that were said this morning is what I've been speaking to Robert about during this week, and I really do thank the Lord for that. And I just pray the Lord will really work on his heart. He doesn't say much. I don't ask. I leave it to the Lord. But I believe the Lord will bring him right through, and I thank you for the thank the Lord for the message this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Not he doesn't. He doesn't say that, but he feels uncomfortable, and I mean I understand that fully, because I wasn't. I was just the same when I first came to, so I fully understand. But just forgive him for that, please. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He'll bring him through. See any others? I was going to sort of wait till the prayer meeting, but I'd just like to give the Lord praise. As most of you know, took the job that we'd been praying about for a long time. It didn't sort of happen the way I thought it was and the time I thought it was, so I just left it to the Lord, and I thought, Lord, if it's your will, then let it be. If not, I'm not worried. But he's let it come all the way through, so I've taken that job, and I just like to give the Lord praise. It's a lot less stressful. There's a lot more hours and a lot more physically tired, but it's when you're dealing with the madness of the world constantly, day in and day out, it can be extremely wearing, and not on your body, but also in your spiritual body. It is a lot. So I just praise the Lord that I don't really have to deal with that so much now anymore. And I can actually wake up and spend time with the Lord now, rather than waking up and diving into chaos, if you like. So, praise the Lord. If there's no others, we'll just sing number 218. I am thine, O Lord.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, I have told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of men and be closer to thee. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul, O God, with a steadfast heart, and my will be loved in thine.
Blessed hymns, drawing nearer, nearer. Really draws on the heart. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's Word, just for a few moments. And I'd like to read from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. whereof I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. May God bless his word. Shall we just pray? Precious Lord Jesus, we come to thee. We just ask, Lord, that you would quicken the things that we need to know, Lord. Quicken thy word. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to receive it for ourselves just the way you want us to receive it. We commit this to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. Amen. You may be seated. I was just thinking about Paul. Paul the Apostle. You know, Brother Paul never used words loosely. He was very sincere. And he just says here, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. He wasn't being humble or trying to give an impression. He had rounded up the church, had them persecuted in prison, put to death. His brothers and sisters, which he didn't know at that time. So Paul really gave himself entirely to the work of God, entirely to the body of Christ, especially to our Lord. We know he died. They killed him, they executed him in the end. But he was willing to be counted for the slaughter because of what he had done. But he knew he was alive in Jesus Christ. In verse 11 it says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. So I just want to speak about God's eternal purpose. When you realize it's God's the purpose, it changes everything. Now the word purpose, just for your interest, actually means intended result, determined intention to act, not by chance. So it's something God had done and was going to do. You know, I've always said, God is the boss. He calls the shots for each one of us. So we rest in him. With God, nothing is by chance. There's nothing by chance. God said, I see that's happened. No, I didn't realize. No, he did realize. His eternal purpose knew from the beginning. He's already determined an intended result for you. You're not just drifting around. God's got a purpose for your life. Believe it or not, it is so. And because he purposed it, he cannot fail to bring it to pass. So we're just in his care. Who's glad to be in the care of God? So what great confidence we should have. Verse 12 says, boldness and confidence because of his eternal purpose. Also, we go ahead because of his faith, not our faith. Our faith we try and squeeze up. But when you've got his faith, if we have the faith of the Son of God given to you, it's different. There's something powerful. It's going to happen. Who wants the faith of the Son of God to be in their life? Amen. I want it. So
What a great confidence we should have here today. Thank you, Lord. So his purpose goes right down to giving faith. He equips you for the job. He saved you and equipped you. This is a great revelation if we can receive it. Our entire walk is in his hands from start to finish. Isn't that wonderful? Who's glad of that? So, that is his eternal purpose when it comes to pass. I'm so glad our salvation is safely in the hands of the Lord. I remember hearing George Beverly Shea sing at his own funeral. Just so appropriate. So he brought the coffin in and he was singing on the recording, "Safe in the Arms of Jesus." Isn't that beautiful? Safe in the arms of Jesus. Very old hymn, very blessed hymn. And that's what we are. We are safe in his arms. Now, tonight and tomorrow, next week, we're in his arms. Thank you, Lord. So, King David chose to trust in God rather than man. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14, "And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man." Never look to men, brother and sister. Always look to God. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. They're in the same chapter of the Bible, those two verses. So God's purpose are far-reaching. And something we need to get a hold of. This is not your show. This is God's business. He's got a hold of you. And I'm glad he's got a hold of me. He's glad he's got a hold of you.
Amen.
The world think God is just in church. And how wrong they are. Of course he is in church. But he's not just in church. He's everywhere. At all times. Omnipresent. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, you read, "Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and all power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world that which is to come." So we just thank the Lord. He controls the universe for his purpose. God controls the universe. We've talked about last week how big the sun is. Who knows how big the sun is? How many earths can fit in the sun? A big earth, don't forget it's a big earth. 1,000 earths fit in the sun. And when time came for God to do something, he got a hold of that sun and said, "Stop." Now, brothers and sisters, when we think about that, that is beyond our thinking, how God can stop the sun. But he did. Let's turn our Bible to Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon. And thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still. And the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon the enemies." That's wonderful. The sun stood still for a whole day. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day. Try and give that to the scientists. Put it in their pipe and smoke it, as they say. They wouldn't have to work that one out. But thus saith the Lord, the God that controls all things for his purpose, held that sun still and the moon also on the other side, of course. So God will show his hand again in the future. I want to read that to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 19. This is what it says. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. This event is getting close. These things are happening at the end time. Just so wonderful. And you know who does that? Sun shall be turned into darkness. My Heavenly Father does that. The same Father? Who's got my Heavenly Father? That makes us family. By the grace of our Lord. Hallelujah. So he's the God of the universe. He says in Isaiah 66 verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? What will take place in the last days? We're going to see some very wonderful things. We're going to see the power of God like we've never seen. On the children of God to hold the sun still, to move things as he will. The King of Kings controls the nations. You want to know that right now, actually, because some of them are losing their minds, some of them. But the King of Kings controls the nations for his purpose. The Bible says that he rules in the affairs of men. God rules in the kingdoms of men. Whether you like it or not, he does. Who believes God oversees the government elections? We just prayed about an election in Poland this morning. Brother requested that prayer. And in New Zealand, that God will control the elections of this country. Very vital. We get people up there that believe in God and fear God. We don't want people that are just so secular and no fear of God. But God controls that too. He raised up evil rulers and good rulers. What for? His purpose. Let's turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, the scripture saith unto Pharaoh of Egypt, one of the biggest nations of its time, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up. God raised up Pharaoh? Yes. What for? That I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. People say, oh, that never happened then. Yes, it did. I'll tell you where it happened. It happened in Hollywood. The Ten Commandments has gone around the world in many languages. And the Lord's name has declared through the Pharaoh of Egypt. God used that for his purpose. I wonder how many people have come to the Lord through that presentation of Moses and the children of Israel. Isn't it amazing? God said that and it happened. You say, well, how could it happen? Egypt was just, you know, a country just, they didn't have communication on the internet or none of that. But God said that I may show my power in thee and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, Hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. God can harden your heart. And you may be a hard person. I got some news for you. God can soften you right down. Where he presses there, or he presses there. I want him to soften me down. He wants to be softened down. When the Lord softens you, your whole attitude changes. The King of Kings controls the nations for his purpose. And he oversees the governments, even the elections, as we said. Wars, the wars, are controlled by God for his purpose. It's just amazing. He controls the sun, which is 1,000 times bigger than the earth. He controls the moon and the stars. He created the galaxies, that he controlled the elections. And he can do what he wishes. In Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 9. Remember, it's God's eternal purpose we're talking about. For lo, I'll raise thee in cause to come up against Babylon, an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her, from whence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as a mighty expert man, none shall return in vain. In other words, they were going to be dead straight shots. Why? Because God's behind the arrow. When God gets behind the arrow, look out. When God got behind the stone of David, when he slung his sling round and round to hit the giant, Goliath, I believe it wasn't a laser. I believe the power of the Holy Ghost followed that stone and lined it up and hit him right there, and he went crashing down, and that was the end of the Philistine army. Do you believe God can do that today?
Amen.
Sure can. Let's turn to Habakkuk. Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will do a work in your days which you shall not believe, though it be told you. Who believes God's going to move in this last day? And you won't believe what he's going to do, but he's going to be right on time. He's going to do exactly what he's ordained to do, and I want to be a part of God's end time plan. By the grace of God, we will be there. For lo, I raised up the Chaldeans, that bitter and nasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. We hear news every day about Israel and the Middle East and all the claims. I think of Arafat and all those guys. All their big claims. Oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Nothing happened. And nothing will happen. Israel is the Lord's.
Amen.
I'm not saying Israel's a perfect nation. By no means. None of us are perfect. But they're God's chosen people. They think they're going to kick Israel out of Israel. Forget it. It's not going to happen. Thus saith the Lord. People just need to read their Bibles and get real. You can't fight against God. The Israeli people know that. God is with them. And I'm with them. They that bless Israel shall be blessed. So we need to pray more for Israel. Every day, pray for them. They're going to need it, I tell you. They're going to need it. Let's turn to Luke chapter 21, verse 24. Just a short word. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until time limit. The times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So Israel has been trodden of the Gentiles, kicked around for years, but no more. because the days of the Gentiles is being fulfilled. It's coming to an end. And God will turn from the Gentiles. They'll be lost in their sin. And God will turn to the Jews and reveal himself to them. And they'll come to know him as the true Messiah that they crucified. It's going to be such a heartache. The Bible says they're going to get up on their roofs. They're going to make these little rooms booths. And they're going to weep and they're going to cry and bewail for what they have done to their Lord. When the Lord reveals himself to them, shows himself, they say, "Where did you get those nail holes?" He'll say, "In the house of my friends." There's going to be such a cry in Israel. But all are blessed. They were blinded for you. God smit them blind so that he could turn to the other vine. And brothers and sisters, we should be very grateful. Always pray for Israel. Always pray for Israel. "And there shall be signs in the sun." That's carrying on, verse 25. "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations." Boy, we see that. "With perplexity, sea and waves roaring," tsunamis. "Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth now. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man," hallelujah, "coming in a cloud with great power and great glory." Hallelujah. And we'll be with him. He's coming to take over. The Lord's going to take over. What a day that will be for the nations. So God's eternal purpose for you. This is what counts as we think about this for a few minutes. This is the most exciting truth of all. God controls our daily happenings. Daily happenings. What he did today, he controlled. And what he's going to do tomorrow, he controls. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Oh, I just wondered. Sometimes we think he has lost control. Not at all. He never loses control. In Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." All works together for good. "And to them who are called according to his purpose." What's our subject? God's eternal purpose. We look through your life, see how God has spared you from death. Why he has purpose for you to be here. You are not here by chance. It's not that you are smart and able to escape the enemy. No, God wants you here. He's got a purpose for you. He's got a job for you all to do. You've all been given gifts, differing. So let us be faithful with our talents that God has given us to use them. It's really wonderful when I think about that. Somebody's telling me a testimony at lunchtime. I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was Peter, Brother Peter. Now, there's a man here that came to church for the first time. His name is David. And he told me at the door he was greatly challenged. He believed that, but he said, "I just didn't realize it's so close." I said, "Oh, yes, it's close, all right." But Brother Peter went down to the corner store there or somewhere, sat down on the bench there with him, and just, you know, got a conversation going. And that happened over a month or so. Just talking to him. Just, you know, just being a friend. And he said, "I'd like to come to your church." He said, "You're welcome. I can't come this week, but I'll come next week." Then he wasn't going to come today, and then something happened. He did come. And he's really glad he did. I think we'll see him again. I really do. So, Brother Peter, that was your ministry. If God needed Peter Mason to be there at the right time to talk to that man, complete stranger, And now we just pray he'll come. He used to go to church for a while there and hasn't been for a long time. But I think God spoke to his heart today. Wonderful Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. God knows how to call his children. It's just for his purpose. Sometimes we're totally unaware of God's keeping power. Each one of us should have been dead. Yep. But God said, no. Keep your hand off Satan. Don't you touch his life. It's the same thing he said in the Bible to Job. You can do what you like. Don't touch his life. He's my man. Job was a wonderful man of God. And so we see God had a purpose. God has a purpose for you. He has called us with an eternal purpose for our life. You might think, I'm not good at anything. Well, you're not. But when God gets a hold of you, that's a different matter. I love Gideon. Gideon, you know where Gideon was? He said, I'm the servant of the Lord. No, he was hiding behind the grape press, shaking like a leaf. Because the Midianites, were they Midianites? They're right. And they kept on coming robbing Israel of all the good crops and everything. So one day he was there doing his shaking. And the angel of the Lord came. Said, Gideon, thou great man of valor. And he just looked around and he said, you can't be talking to me. Called him great man of valor. He said, I'm the weakest in the land, the poorest family. How can I do anything? You know what the angel did? Ignored it. Said, I'm going to send you and you're going to set the people free. And he gave him an anointing. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. We know the story went on. He had the enemy running and the enemy feared the name of Gideon and the Lord of Gideon. Why? God had a purpose for the shaking Gideon. God needs a shaking Gideon. If you feel shaking, then God needs you. Because Paul said, perfect strength in perfect weakness. When you feel weak, God can use you. When you feel strong, God cannot use you. That's just the way it goes. Read your Bible. And so God had each person, like Gideon and ourselves, we've all got a job to do. It's really wonderful. I remember talking to Brother Brian Freeborn. If you're listening, Brother Brian, don't get offended. But Brother Brian has been a very successful businessman, as you all know. International CEO for a huge company around the world. He's not working now. And one day we was talking about something. And I was trying to explain to him, or we were disagreeing about a subject. I can't remember what it was. And I used to be a grocer. Down at the grocery shop, I was a grocer. And so I just agreed with something he said, I can't remember what it was. And he said to me, listen, brother, if being a CEO, do I have to consult a grocer on the subject? That's okay. You be a CEO and you go and play the piano. Why? He can't even play Mary Had a Little Lamb. Hopeless. Because he doesn't have that gift. He's a CEO, he's a manager, he's a good organizer, a good preacher. But he can't play the piano. And I may not be a good CEO and all that. But I get a tune, a bit more than Mary Had a Little Lamb. But brother and sister, we've all got gifts. And stay in your calling. Stay what God's called you to do. Who believes that? Amen. Let us not venture out into other pastures. Stay where God's called you. So that was really funny. We laughed, but it brought a truth home. Sometimes I go back to Adelaide and I say to him, have you been doing your practice lately? He said, get away. Has he been practicing on the piano? But we can't help being what God's made us. We have to do it. So may the Lord help us all to our calling. He's called us for the eternal purpose for our lives. In Romans 8:28, we read this. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, God foreknew you a long time ago before you came. He did also predestinate, chose, to be conformed to the image of His Son. The image of His Son is not to look like Jesus of Nazarene with sandals. Not talking about that image. It's talking about His character and nature. That's what He wants to see in you. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. We are back to His purpose again. Appointed afore beforehand. Now watch, it continues on. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but this thrills me. He predestinated me and called me. He came knocking. He knocked on my door. And I heard the call. And I answered the call. Because God wants me. And He wants me because I'm a part of His family. And I'm going to be there because of His grace and mercy. He made a way back through His own shed blood. You must receive that. If you want to be a part of Him, receive what He's done for you. And that's why you have a hunger for God. For whom He called, them He also justified. I want to speak about that next week, Lord willing. Justification. It's a powerful subject. And whom He justified, then He also glorified. It's what He does, not what we do. It's all about Him. Whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. You're not in there. God does it for you and causes you to receive what He's done for you. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. This is the reality, brother and sister, when you get it down the end of the road and you come into a place to die, if the Lord should tarry, you can say, I know in whom I have believed. We take that glorious step into the presence of God. Why is God for us? Because He chose for us. It never started. It was an eternal purpose. Nothing can change His eternal purpose. I just want to read you the scripture because it's very powerful. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as you have chosen Him. No, doesn't say that, does it? According as He has chosen us in Him when we went to church. No, before the foundation of the world. He chose you, Brother Keith. Isn't that wonderful? This is a mighty scripture. Read it at home. Ephesians 4, 3-12. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Oh, I think I missed some very important part. Sorry. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Holy. Wonderful. Holy. And without blame, or the power of the blood of Jesus, without blame before Him. In love. It's all in love. God saved you because he loved you. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It's all about him. To the praise and to the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. There's not much you in there. It's all about him, what he's done. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Wow. That's some pretty good meat in there. You want to get your teeth into that, I encourage you to read it. It's all about the Lord, what he's done for you, and called you to come to him and accept him. So nothing can change his eternal purpose. You're a part of God before you're born. Eternal. If you had eternal life, you always had it. Eternal doesn't start. There's no beginning and no ending. We were in him. Just like your children were in you. But you didn't know them till they were born. But they always were in you. You and I had no beginning and will have no end. Nothing can change your eternal purpose and calling. Nothing can change your eternal purpose and calling. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just because you feel down doesn't alter God's calling. Not one little bit. You and I, if we were believers and called, as a result, are as secure as God is. Oh, don't say that, Brother Howard. Yes, we are. We're secure as God is. We're as pure as he is. We have his righteousness, not ours. The only good thing about it is his righteousness that we wear. We wear in the garment of his righteousness makes you as pure and clean as God is. Have to. Otherwise, you don't go to heaven. Jesus said, be therefore perfect. Because I can't be perfect. You can in Christ Jesus to receive that blessed garment of his righteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ. Receive and say, Lord, I receive what you've done for me. Hallelujah. If you and I were, if we are believers and called, we're as secure as God is. If all the regions of hell led by Satan come against you, it will be all in vain and fruitless. You're a son of the king, a daughter of the king. Why? Because God has an eternal purpose that you'll be with him. I've got to read this scripture. I'm just about done. I've got to read this scripture. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. You talk about a security in this policy. Read that again. It's wonderful. Secure in the Lord. In John 10:28 we read, "And I give unto them eternal life." He gave it to you. And all you had to do is receive it. If I bring you a gift, there's only one thing you need to do. Receive that gift. That's all you got to do. Say, "Lord, I receive it. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand." We're safe and secure. Who's glad of that?
Amen.
We're safe and secure, Brother Charlie. Do you realize that they can't touch you? God's got his hand on you. You are his for keeps. It's the seal of God, you see. Devil can't touch it. You belong to me. God has a purpose for all. Rejoice and keep walking. I'm walking with the King. One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. It's time to lift up our heads as sons and daughters of the King. Seek after God and He will show you His purpose. We're just waiting for the coming. We're going. Who's ready to go? Are you ready for that resurrection? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we just stand, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the wonderful power of redemption in Jesus Christ our Lord, which was purposed from the heart of God from the beginning, before we even came to earth, before there was even an earth. You wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Lord, I just pray, Lord, you'll help us to understand the purposes of God. Lord, as your word says, it's God which worketh in you. God that worketh in you, both to will, to bring his purpose and goodwill to pass. Lord, I know I haven't quoted that right, but that's what it means. And Lord, I thank you for it. I pray, Lord Jesus, that everyone here will really rejoice in Thee and say, "Thank you, Lord, for making me one of them." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the mercy of God. We thank you for the grace of God. We thank you for the purposes of God. It's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We thank you, Lord, that you care for us and chose us in Thee. And we rejoice in it. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that be still. You can't be still unless you know that He is God. Stillness, it doesn't mean standing still, not moving. It's talking about a peace and a security and a rest unto the children of God. Be still and know that I am God. Brother Tim, be still and know that I
we sing that song, one of them?
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost and traveled to the sea. And one then met me, He'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. These people may not thank me, or those of whom they pray, they have only seen their faces, nothing else to see the same. How is it the same? I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. My brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will stop your suffering, that will your soul aflame. Through eternity now within my heart, oh glory to His name. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
We'll sing it out. Precious, bow our heads and close at this time. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we can just say with confidence, Lord, that we're one of your own, Lord Jesus, and that's all by your doing, Lord. There's nothing that, other than that you've caused us to accept you, Lord Jesus. We just appreciate you, Lord, and love you for it, Lord, that you would call us, Lord, and cause us to accept, Lord. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. And we ask a blessing upon the people as they go their way, Lord, that you would continue to speak to our hearts, Lord, and draw us closer to yourself. And those that would listen in as well to the recordings and overseas and things like that, Lord, may you be their portion as well as we go away. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll just sing that chorus as we go. One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Lord bless you all.